Islam is a way of life, a way of purity. Because Allah is pure and He accepts purity. That's why the statement of Islam, the kalima, is also named pure kalima.
اس کلمے کو اس لیے پاک کہا جاتا ہے کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ خود پاک ہیں اور پاکی کو پسند کرتے ہیں، اس لیے ایسا دین مرحمت فرمایا جو انسان کو پاک کرتا ہے.
State, the pure statement, and it has been the example that has been given in the Quran that relates to that, is also it has been connected with the pure tree, because Allah is pure and this kalima is pure and the deen that is associated with this kalima is pure.
Paaki aur napaaki hai, paaki ke muqable mein napaaki hai,
and in competition to purity is impurity.
یہ دو قسم کی ہوتی ہے،
and it's of two types.
ایک ظاہری اور ایک باطنی.
One is the apparent, that's outside, and one is the batini, which is inside.
جو ظاہری ہوتی ہے اس کی بھی دو قسمیں ہیں.
Even the apparent impurity that is outside, it also has two types.
ایک وہ جو سمجھ میں آتی ہے.
One that is understandable.
اور ایک وہ جو انسان کی سمجھ میں نہیں ہے.
And the other one is that is beyond our understanding.
جیسے جتنی چیزیں ناپاک ہیں، گندی ہیں، وہ گندی ہے بلکہ ہمیں پتہ ہے، خون ناپاک ہے، پیشاب ناپاک ہے، شراب ناپاک ہے، اگر وہ کسی چیز میں گر جائے تو اس کو ناپاک کر دیتی ہے، یہ ہمیں سمجھ میں آتا ہے.
So the things that the impurity that we understand, which is outside, which is apparent, like, you know, blood, urine, wine, cover. So, you know, if it touches something, we understand that it makes us impure and it makes that particular thing impure.
لیکن ایک ناپاکی وہ ہوتی ہے جو ظاہری ہی ہے لیکن ہمیں سمجھ میں نہیں آتی.
So, but another impurity is, which is also apparent, outside, but we don't understand it.
جیسے ایک آدمی کا وضو ٹوٹ جاتا ہے.
Just like a person, his wudu breaks.
یا اس نے پیشاب کیا.
A person urinated.
اور اس کا وضو ٹوٹ گیا.
And his wudu broke.
اب شریعت یہ کہتی ہے کہ اس کا ہاتھ بھی ناپاک ہے، اس کا منہ بھی ناپاک ہے، اس کا پیر بھی ناپاک ہے.
The Shariat says that now his hand, his feet, is impure.
اور اس کا سر.
His head is impure.
یہ تو ہمیں دکھتا نہیں، محسوس نہیں ہوتا.
We cannot see it, we cannot, understand it.
اس سے پاک ہونے کے لیے وضو کرنا پڑتا ہے.
And to get out of that impurity, we have to, one has to perform wudu.
ایسے ہی بے غسل ہونا ہے.
The same way is to be without غسل.
جب آدمی پر غسل واجب ہو جاتا ہے تو ناپاکی اس کے جسم پہ کہیں لگی ہو، لیکن پورے جسم پہ جب ناپاکی آ جاتی ہے ہمیں نظر نہیں آتی.
When غسل becomes compulsory on someone, no matter where that impurity is on his body, his whole body becomes impure. We are not able to see
it.
Even to the extent Rasulullah said more or less that even under every single hair, underneath, the impurity is there. And that was the reason Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu never used to have hair on his head. Because his ear were very, very, very thick, very dense.
جب حضور نے فرمایا तहत कुल्ली शार तिन जना पर तो उन्होंने फरमा मी समा आदे तो रासी जब से मैंने अपने सर से दुश्मनी कर ली वो हमेशा साफ कर देते थे.
So since Ali radiallahu anhu heard this from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the impurity is under gets underneath every hair, so since that day, you know, he never kept hair, he always shaved, because he said like, I don't want the impurity to be, you know, with me. So these kind of, you know, incidents, they have like a certain reason or meaning. Because we can't say that if Ali radiallahu anhu was following that, then why everyone else is not doing that. So we can't say that about
it.
So that has a specific condition associated with that. Once he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his you know, the shirt, the jubba that he was wearing, his the button was open. So after that, you know, Muawiya radiallahu anhu never like he put that button on, you know, throughout his life. It doesn't mean that this is the way for everyone, that nobody should, you know, put the button on. It's a certain kind of love, a condition that, you know, that they saw their beloved in a certain condition, and then they kept themselves like that for the rest of their life. Even Rasulullah himself had hair on his head.
So farz ye hai ki jab aadmi beghusl hota hai, us par ghusl farz hota hai, to ye najasat jo jism par aayi hai nazar nahi aati.
So when a person is supposed to have the ghusl, he's in the condition that he has to take the ghusl, so that impurity is not visible.
Aise ahkam ko shariat ki zuban mein umur ta'budiyya kehte hain. Amre ta'budi isko bolte hain mutalliba.
So these kind of ahkamat, you know, are called ahkamat ta'budiyya.
Iska matlab ye hai ki usko uska matlab aapke samajh mein nahi aayega, aap kyunki bande hain isliye aapko karna hai.
So the meaning of that is that you will not be able to understand it because you are the abd, you are the slave of Allah, and because you are the slave, so you don't have the capacity to understand it. So because you're a slave and you are that's what the precondition is being a slave, is that you have to follow and you have to obey whether you understand it or not. But among the impurities, one impurity is which is hidden, which is inside.
Wo rohani hote hain.
Which are linked with spirituality, with rohani.
Wo mehsoos nahi hoti.
And they cannot be felt.
Wo mehsoos bhi hote hain, to unke mehsoos hone mein hame napaki mehsoos nahi hoti.
Even if it's possible to feel it, you know, even in feeling them, we don't feel the impurity.
Aur jaise jism aur rooh ke andar rooh ka maqam bada hai.
The way between the physical being and the spirit inside, the rooh has preference, superiority over the jism, over the being.
ऐसे ही बात, ऐसे ही नापाकी और पाकी के अंदर भी जो जाहिरी नापाकी और नापाकी है, उससे जो रूहानी पाकी नापाकी है, उसका मकाम बहुत बड़ा हुआ है.
And same way in the impurity, one is the physical impurity and one is the hidden, the inside impurity. So the inside impurity is more severe than the physical impurity.
और उसका नुकसान भी ज़्यादा है.
And the harm of that is also more.
जैसे पाकी नापाकी होती है, ऐसी तंदुरुस्ती और बीमारी होती है.
The way there is purity, impurity, impurity, the same token is health and sickness.
जितनी अंदरूनी नापाकियां हैं, वो सब बीमारी कहलाती हैं.
Whatever is the inside impurity, they are called the disease. That's called disease.
और जो अगर वो अंदरूनी नापाकी दूर हो जाए, तो आदमी की रूह को सेहत मिल जाएगी.
If that inside impurity is removed, you know, it goes away, a person gets the health, outside health also.
Allah Tabarak wa Taala, जैसे जिस्मानी पाकी को पसंद करते हैं, रूहानी पाकी को भी पसंद करते हैं.
So the way Allah Subhanahu wa Taala likes the physically, like that we are pure and we are clean, the same way Allah likes that on spiritually we are also pure and clean.
और Allah Tabarak wa Taala ने रूहानी पाकी को ज्यादा अहमियत दी.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given preference more to the inside purity. And it's given spiritual health more importance. And Allah has told that the spiritual diseases are more dangerous. So our job is, or our status is that we have to take it that what Allah has said, I have to follow it, and whatever Allah has told me, that's the reason, because we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever Allah has told us, I have to follow that. In Quran Allah says, who is more truthful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Allah se zyada sahi baat kaun batayega?
Who can be more trustworthy and more truthful in his statement than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
ऐसे ही अल्लाह के रसूल हजरत मोहम्मद रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सबसे ज्यादा सच्चे हैं.
In the same token, the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the most trustworthy and the truthful.
इसलिए आपका लक़ब ही सादिकुल अमीन था.
That's why the laqab of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Sadiq al-Amin.
पहले से ही हुजूर पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम पहले से ही सादिक और अमीन के हैसियत से जाने पहचाने जाते थे, जबकि अभी आप पर वही नहीं आई थी.
Even before Wahi, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was known as Sadiq, the truthful, and Amin, the trustworthy.
आप सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने उन बीमारियों को ज्यादा खतरनाक बताया.
So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned those diseases that are hidden diseases more dangerous.
और कुछ चीजें ऐसी बताई गई हैं कि कभी हमारा ज़हन भी नहीं जाता कि ये भी बीमारी है.
And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us such diseases that we don't even perceive them as diseases.
जैसे आपने फरमाया कि इजाब अल मरई नफ्सहु हो, किसी आदमी का अपने को अच्छा समझना, ये आदमी को हलाक कर देने वाली बीमारी है.
For example, a person thinks of himself as someone superior to others, that is a disease that destroys a person.
Not to others. मतलब ये कि अपनी जात में अपने को अच्छा समझना, जब दूसरे से अच्छा समझते हैं वो क्यों हो जाता है. अपने को अच्छा समझना कि मैं बहुत अच्छा हूँ, यही समझना खुद ही ये बीमारी हदीस में है.
When a person thinks of himself that he is superior and he is superior in his own self, that's a disease in itself. Because when a person thinks that, goes takes him to the kibar, to the arrogance, and that will destroy a person.
आदमी अच्छा जब होता है जब अल्लाह उसको अच्छा बताएंगे.
A person is good, when he is good in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
और अल्लाह ताला ये बात उसी वक्त फरमाएंगे जब लोग अल्लाह के पास पहुंचेंगे.
And that will be bring in front of everyone when a person will reach Allah subhanahu
wa ta'ala. Usse pehle nahi maloom kisi ke bare mein.
Before that, we cannot say about anyone.
Isliye unhi ke bare mein hum keh sakte hain jinke bare mein wahi aa gayi.
So we can only say about those people that are good, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about whom Allah has sent already wahi.
Ye to kuch nahi kaha, acha to wahi hoga jisko acha kahenge wahan jaane ke baad.
So we cannot say about anyone that this person is good or pious until we reaches Allah subhanahu
wa ta'ala. Us waqt tak apne ko muttaham hi rakhna hai ki pata nahi main kaisa hu.
To that point, till we reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to keep questioning and keep in that condition that we don't know where we stand.
Balki apne ko bura hi samajhna hai.
Rather, we should think that we are in a very bad condition.
قرآن پاک میں اللہ نے اس بات کو سمجھا, اس کو بہت جگہوں پہ سمجھایا ہے. ایک مقام پر یوں سمجھایا ہے کہ وہ اعلم بكم اذا انشاكم من الارض, اللہ تم کو جانتا ہے جب سے تم کو زمین سے نکالا.
In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that Allah knows you and all of us since Allah took us out of the earth.
اور جب تم اپنے ماں کے پیٹ میں جنین تھے جب سے میں تم کو جانتا ہوں.
And Allah knows us since the inception in the womb of our mother when we were conceived. Allah knows us from that point.
فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, اس لیے اپنا تزکیہ مت کرنا.
So that's why I never say about yourself that you are pure.
Because
only Allah knows that who is pious and who is good, who is pious in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
ये बीमारियाँ बहुत हैं मेरे दोस्त.
There are many diseases,
my friend.
And there are many, you know, all these diseases have many effects. The apparent diseases have so many effects. Same way the spiritual diseases have their own effects.
हम सब जानते हैं कि सबसे ज्यादा सख्त बीमारी रूहानी वो शिर्क की होती है.
And we all know that among the spiritual diseases, the most severe disease is the disease of shirk.
ये ऐसी है कि अगर इस हालत में आदमी इस दुनिया से जाएगा तो फिर कभी उसकी माफी नहीं.
It is such a disease associating partners with Allah Subhanahu wa Taala that if a person leaves with this disease, then there is no pardon for that.
तय है उसके लिए कि उसके लिए माफी नहीं है.
It has been decided that there is no pardon for that person.
आप इसे अंदाजा कीजिए कि कितना ज्यादा वो बीमारी है.
So just make this assessment that how severe is that disease.
और जितनी ज्यादा वो बीमारी है उतनी ज्यादा वो गंदगी और नापाकी है.
And the level of that disease is the way it's very the highest level of disease. Same way, the impurity that comes with that is also of that same level.
इसीलिए फरमाया कि शिर्क जो है ना वो नजस है. इन्नमल मुशरिकून नजस.
That's why Allah is saying that the shirk associating partners with Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is najis. It's extreme filth.
इसलिए शिर्क का जो मुकाबला है वो तौहीद है.
That's why the competition of or the anecdote of shirk is tawheed.
और तौहीद का कलमा ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह.
And the statement of tawheed is la ilaha illallah.
Muhammadur Rasulullah. तो इसलिए सबसे ज्यादा मुसलमान को जिस बात पर मेहनत करनी है इंसान को वो तौहीद पर करनी है ताकि सबसे बड़ी जो बीमारी है उससे बचे और सबसे ज्यादा जो गंदगी है उससे अपने आप को बचाए.
And that is the reason we have to focus and make our utmost effort on this kalama-e-tawheed because this is the anecdote or this is the solution to remove the biggest disease of shirk. So we have to make utmost effort being a human being, being a Muslim.
जितने अखलाक रजीला हैं वो सब बीमारियां हैं.
And the same token, all the bad akhlaq, the characteristics, they are diseases.
और वो सब नापाकियां हैं, गंदगियां हैं.
And they are all impurities.
ऐसे बिदअत जो है ना वो नापाकी है.
The same way, bidat innovation is impurity.
बिदअत में और गुनाह में फर्क है थोड़ा.
There's a difference between bidat innovation and sin.
गुनाह जो होता है उसका मटेरियल भी खराब होता है.
The sin in itself is something that is not right.
और बिदअत वो होती है कि जिसका मटेरियल खराब नहीं होता. मटेरियल उसका अच्छा होता है, तरीका उसका नबी के खिलाफ होता है.
So for innovation is it looks something that is good but it's against the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
इस वजह से उसके अंदर जो नापाकी है वो आम गुनाहों से भी ज्यादा होती है.
So that's because of that reason, the impurity that is associated with bid'ah is more than the regular sins.
इसलिए आम गुनाह है कबीरा के मुकाबले में बिदअत उससे भी ज्यादा बड़ा गुनाह है.
So that's why the regular, like the big sin, in comparison to that, bid'ah is a bigger sin.
क्यों? इस बात से कि उसमें नबी की मुखालफत है.
The reason is because in that, a person is going against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, against the Nabi.
वो काम जो शक्ल सूरत से नेक है.
A person, a action that is apparently looks that it's a good thing, it's a pious, it's not a sin, but it's a sin because against the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu
alaihi wasallam. Shirk जो होता है वो अल्लाह के मुकाबले में होता है. बिदअत जो होती है वो रसूल के मुकाबले में होती है.
So the shirk is against Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, and the bid'ah is in competition or against the tariqah of Rasulullah.
इसलिए जैसे ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह पर मेहनत करनी होती है ऐसे ही मोहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह पे मेहनत करनी होती है.
So that's why the way we have to make effort on la ilaha illallah on tawheed, the same token we have to make effort on Muhammadur Rasulullah.
क्योंकि अगर मोहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह पे मेहनत नहीं होगी तो जो काम करेगा अच्छे काम भी करेगा हो सकता है कि वो बिदअत हो.
So the reason is because if a person will not make effort on Muhammad Rasulullah, even if he might be doing some good actions and pious actions apparently, but they will not be counted as pious or good actions in the court of Allah Subhanahu
wa Taala. और उसमें बहुत बारीकी होती है.
And there is very, it's a minute detail.
हर आदमी हुक्म नहीं लगा दे सकता ये बिदअत है या सुन्नत है.
And every person cannot decide or cannot make, like cannot make a distinction that this is bid'ah, this is sunnah.
ऐसे ही मेरे दोस्तों अल्लाह के रसूल सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने ऐसी बहुत सी गंदगियों और नापाकियों से हमें बाखबर किया है.
So that's why my friends, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made us aware of many of those diseases and impurities, so that we can stay away from that.
हुजूर ने फरमाया कि एक जमाना आएगा कयामत के करीब मुसलमानों को वहन की बीमारी लग जाएगी.
So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a time will come close to the Qiyamah, the Muslims will have the disease of wahan, will come into the Muslims.
हालांकि उस वक्त मुसलमान बहुत बड़ी तादाद में होंगे, ये भी आपने बताया.
And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in those times Muslims will be in great numbers.
लेकिन उनका हाल ऐसा होगा जैसे जैसे बारिश का पानी जब बहने लगता है तो ऊपर कचरा जैसे आता है, वो हैसियत इनके कचरे की सी हो जाएगी.
But the value of the Muslims in at that time will be just like, you know, when the flood comes and all the garbage that flows on top, you know, all the straw and everything. So the Muslims' condition and their value and their power will be like that.
उस वक्त मुसलमान इस्लाम के और मुसलमानों के जो दुश्मन होंगे वो मुसलमानों को हर तरीके से सताने और तकलीफ देने के लिए एक दूसरे को दावत देंगे.
And at that time, all the people opposing Muslims and Islam, they will group together, you know, to make sure to afflict all kind of problems and tortures and tribulations to the Muslims.
ताकि हुजूर ने फरमाया कि ऐसे एक दूसरे को बुलाएंगे मुसलमानों को नुकसान पहुंचाने के लिए जैसे तुम वलीमे के खाने पर बुलाते हो.
Even the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more or less that they will group together all the enemies of Muslims and Islam. They will group together. They will come together, and they will invite each other, you know, to eat up and damage the Muslims, as if, you know, we invite people to the walima ceremony.
Sahaba ne pucha ki us waqt bahut kam ho jayenge Musalman, isliye wo log aisa karenge.
So Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, Rasulullah, will we be very less in number at that time? That's why they will do like
that. No, kam hone ki wajah se nahi, tadad mein to bahut zyada hogi.
So Rasul, no, it will not be because you are less, you will be less in number at that time. You will be even like huge in number, greater in number at that time.
Magar us waqt ye hoga ki musalmanon ko wahan lag jayega.
But the problem that will be, the disease that the Muslims will be having at that time, that they will be having wahan.
Jaise lakdi ki jo bimari hoti hai uska naam ghun hai.
The disease that develops in the timber, in the wood, is that when the termites come, you know,
ghun kehte hain.
Ghun.
Aur lohe ko jab bimari lagti hai to usko zang kehte hain.
And the same way iron gets rust, you know, that the disease.
Aise jab insaan ko bimari lagti hai to usko wahan kehte hain.
And the disease, the spiritual disease that come into the human and the Muslims, that is called wahan.
To phir sahaba ne huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam se pucha ke aaja ke rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam ye wahan kya hai.
Then sahaba asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is wahan?
Aap ko na do cheezein hoti hai.
So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are two things in it.
Farmaya ek hai usme se duniya ki mohabbat.
So one in that is the love of dunya.
Aur dusri hai maut ko na pasand karna.
And the second is that to dislike the death.
Humne kabhi samjha hai is baat ko ki maut ko na pasand karna bimari aur gandagi hai?
Have we ever like understood it the this way, that this liking death is a disease?
Yeah, gandagi hai.
Or is it impurity?
Ye rohani napaki hai.
Is it a spirit? It is a spiritual impurity.
Ye itni danger cheez hai ki aadmi ka wazan khatam ho jata hai isse.
And it's so dangerous, such a disease, that it makes us weightless.
Aise duniya ki mohabbat.
And the same token, the love of duniya.
अब आप अंदाजा फरमाइए कि दुनिया की मोहब्बत पे तो जी रहे हम लोग सारे.
Just make our own assessment that we are living in the love of this world.
जिस चीज को दुनिया कहते हैं वो सारी चीजें ही के खातिर हमारा जीना मरना है.
You know, whatever is defined dunya, our whole life is moving, revolving around that.
मगर इसमें एक नजाकत है, वो ये कि चीजों का नाम दुनिया नहीं है.
But there is a the fine point in it, you know, that all the material that we see around us is not named, this is not dunya.
Cheezon ko jab Allah ki ghafrat ke saath mein haath lagaya jata hai, liya jata hai, wo dunya ho jati hai achanak.
So it becomes dunya when we engage into these things with ghafla, without being mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it becomes dunya.
And agar yahi cheeze Allah ta'ala ke hukm ko zinda rakhte hue Allah ki yaad ke sath chhi jati hain, pakdi jati hain, li jati hain, rakhi jati hain, wo dunya mein nahi aati.
And at the same token, if our engagement with this dunya, with these things that are around us, is with fulfilling the ahkamat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is not counted as dunya.
Sulaiman alayhi salam ke paas mein itni duniya thi magar wo duniyadar nahi the.
Sulaiman alayhi salam was having, you know, such a, you know, huge kingdom and so much dunya, but he was not counted as duniyadar.
Yusuf alayhi salam Misr ke badshah the magar wo duniyadar nahi the.
And Yusuf alayhi salam was the king of Egypt, but he was not counted as a duniyadar.
Daud alayhi salam itne bade badshah the magar wo duniyadar nahi the.
Daud alayhi salam was such a, you know, a mighty king, but he was not counted as a materialistic king or a person of dunya.
Sahaba mein ek badi tadad guzri hai jinko Allah ne duniya di thi magar lekin wo duniyadar nahi the.
There's a big number of sahaba who had lot of, you know, material with them, but they were not counted as duniyadar, as people of, you know, of worldly things.
Beshumar auliya Allah ulama rabbani aise guzre hain ki bahut duniya unke paas thi magar wo duniyadar nahi the.
Many of awliya karam, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and many of the ulama karam, you know, who have come, who had a lot of dunya, a lot of material around them, but they were not, you know, they were not unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were not counted dunya da.
Isliye kehte hain jis duniya us khuda ghafil hona, duniya kya hai, Allah se ghafil hona.
So the definition of dunya is that dunya makes you unmindful or unmindful of Allah.
Nay kumasho nukro farzandun sona aur chandi biwi bacche ho jana ye duniyadari nahi hoti.
You know, if we have materials like gold and silver and wife and kids, you know, this is not what is called dunya.
Hubb dunya ka matlab ye hota hai ki Allah ki ghaflat ke sath mein duniya ki cheezon mein mashghool hona.
The love of dunya means that engaging in dunya without the love of Allah subhanahu or without the being mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Aur Allah ki mohabbat aur Allah ke rasool ki mohabbat aur deen ki mehnat ke muqable mein duniya ki cheezon ko tarjeeh dena.
And dunya will become dunya when we will start giving preference to dunya over Allah's love and Allah's rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam's love and the effort of deen, the effort of Allah and his rasool. When we start giving preference to dunya over that, then it will be love of dunya.
Aur ye mana ke jab duniya ki mohabbat aa jayegi to yahi aadmi ki bimari hai.
And that's what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that when the love of dunya will come in, this is the disease, you know, a spiritual disease.
Yahan hukm duniya ka lafz hai is riwayat mein, aur dusri jagah par ek aur lafz hai wo aur zyada wazeh karta hai baat ko. Usme farma hubbul aish, mazedar zindagi guzarne ka shauk.
So Hazrat Sahab is saying in this riwayat there is it says that the love of dunya, and another riwayat is explained a little bit more, it's called hubbul aish, that the love of the luxury life.
Ye aadmi har chahta ye hai ki bas kisi tareeke par itna mujhe samaan milta rahe continue aur itni daulat milti rahe ki mere kisi cheez mein khalal na aaye, har cheez mujhe aaram se milti rahe.
You know that. So that means that a person gets into that condition that he wants, that he has all the amenities of life, and he doesn't go out, I don't have to go out of my comfort zone.
Balki dur dur tak khatra na rahe.
Even to the extent that he makes sure that even though any discomfort should not even come close to me.
Aadmi amagari badhata rehta hai ki aur badh jaye, aur badh jaye, aur badh jaye. Wo is khatre ko dur karta rehta hai ki jab tak main zinda rahu us waqt tak mere aish mein farak na pade.
Even to the extent that a person, you know, he keeps on working and keeps on increasing his, you know, different sources of income and keeps on amassing wealth and all the amenities around us, so that he wants to even take care of the fear of having any discomfort away from him.
Aam taur par ye aadmi jab karta hai jab aakhirat ka aish uski aankhon ke samne nahi hota hai.
And person gets into that condition when the aish of the akhirat, you know, the luxury of the akhirat goes out of his sight.
Hum akhirat ki aish ko to soch bhi nahi sak rahe.
We are not even thinking about the luxuries and amenities of the akhirat.
Sahabe kiram akhirat ki aish ko soch kar duniya ki aish se apne haath khinch lete the.
So sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, they used to keep the amenities and the luxuries of akhirah in front of us, and based on that they used to keep themselves away from the luxuries and amenities of this dunya.
तकलीफ जो पेश आती है तो उस तकलीफ को दूर करने की फिक्र में नहीं होते, जब तकलीफ पेश आती तो आखिरत के ऐश को याद रख के उस तकलीफ पे अपने को राजी कर लेते थे.
And whenever Sahaba used to have, go through any affliction in this dunya, at that juncture they used to think about the luxuries and the comforts of Akhira, and then they used to be patient over those, keeping those luxuries and those rewards of Akhira in front of them.
ये मौजूदा तकलीफ दूर हो जाए और राहत मुझे मिल जाए ये नहीं सोचते थे.
They never used to think that way, that this discomfort that has come to me, you know, it goes away from me and I don't get anything in the Akhira. They never used to think like that.
जैसे हमें कोई तकलीफ पहुंचती है तो सबसे ज्यादा दिमाग हमारा यही काम करता है कि ये तकलीफ हट जाए और इसके बजाय आराम आ जाए और उसके बाद ऐसी सूरत हो कि फिर ये तकलीफ आए नहीं.
The way we come into any kind of discomfort or any problem, we want to make sure that this discomfort, this problem goes away from us right away, and then we use all our resources and make sure that this discomfort or problem that has come to me once, it never comes back to me.
غزوہ خندق کے موقع پر حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دشمن سے بچنے کے لیے خندق کھود رہے تھے.
The expedition of Khandak, the trenches, Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was digging the trench with Sahaba.
اور صحابہ کرام کو بانٹ دیا تھا کہ فلاں سے فلاں جگہ سے فلاں جگہ تک تمہارا گروپ, فلاں جگہ سے فلاں جگہ تک تمہارا گروپ, یہ اس کو کھودو اتنا. اور حضور نے اپنے بھی ذمے ایک حصہ لے لیا تھا.
And all the work, you know, was divided among Sahaba, and that this, you will do the digging of this portion, this portion, this portion, and even Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم took the responsibility of one portion of digging the trench.
اس وقت صحابہ کرام کو اس کی فکر نہیں تھی کہ ہم کیا کھائے کیا پیے.
At that time Sahaba were not have any, you know, any kind of fear or concern that like what we will get to eat or have something to drink.
جی بات یہ ہے کہ صحابہ میں سے کسی کو اس کا فکر نہیں تھا کہ یار کھانے ہی نہیں ہے ہمیں کام لگایا ہوا ہے.
So none of the Sahaba were having this concern that we have no food to eat, and Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has assigned us the work that we have dig the trench.
پورے صحابہ کام میں لگے ہوئے تھے.
All the Sahaba were engaged on the assignment given by Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
حالت یہاں تک پہنچ گئی کہ پیٹ خالی ہونے کی وجہ سے کھڑا نہیں ہوا جانے لگا.
And the condition reached to the point that, you know, because it was not an easy job, so but they kept doing it, but because of the hunger, you know, they reached to the condition that it was hard for them to even stand.
So unhone apne aap ko wazandar banane ke liye pet pe patthar bandh diye taki pet ke wazan se aadmi khada reh sake.
To make themselves stable so they can stand, like, you know, have the balance, they put, you know, stones on their bellies, you know, they tied up stones so they can have balance, so they can stand.
Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke samne iska tazkira bhi kiya ki is waqt ab itni tangi ho gayi hai ki ab sabke pet pe patthar bandhe hue hain aur kisi se kaam nahi ho sak raha, aap dua farma dein.
Even to the extent they mentioned this condition in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Rasulullah, you know, the condition has reached to that point, you know, you make dua for us. So that
aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne apna kurta hataya to uspe do patthar bandhe hue the.
So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, showed them, you know, his own condition, that he was having two stones on his stomach.
कोई सहाबी ये कोई एतराज नहीं करा किसी बात पे कि हम इतनी हालत के अंदर अब हमने एक पत्थर दिखा दिया, अब आपने दो पत्थर दिखा दिया, अब क्या करें, काम तो कम रोके बस करें, ये नहीं था काम पे फिर लगे हुए सारे के सारे.
So none of the sahabi, when they, you know, when Rasulullah sort of showed them the stones, so they never got into any argument or any excuses, you know. So they just kept working, you know, that this is the condition, whatever the condition we are in, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, has given two stones. So they kept working and kept following.
Sochne ki baat ye hai ki us waqt Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne kya farmaya.
So something that we should think about is what Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said in that condition.
حضور نے فرمایا اللهم لا عيش الا عيش الاخره فاغفر الانصار والمهاجره. یا اللہ عيش تو اخرت کا ہے, یہاں تو تکلیف مشقت برداشت کرنے میں کیا حرج ہے. اے اللہ عيش تو اخرت کا عيش ہے, آپ انصار کو بھی معاف کر دو, مہاجرین کو بھی معاف کر دو, چونکہ وہ دونوں لگے ہوئے تھے.
So Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, you know, made the dua of Allah that the real comfort or the real reward or real amenities are the amenities and the comfort of the Akhira. Allah forgive the Muhajirin and Ansar because they were the ones who were engaged in that whole, you know, the digging of the trench.
Sahaba kiram ne jab is baat ko sun liya,
so when Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu heard this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi
wasallam, aur ye samajh gaye ki Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko hame apni taraf se Huzur ki himayat dikhana chahiye.
So they understood that we should ना शो रसूलुल्लाह फ्रॉम आवर साइड नो दैट वी आर विद रसूलुल्लाह फुली
हमारे जहन में दूसरी चीज नहीं है कि खाने पीने का कुछ करो
वी हैव नो नथिंग एल्स इन आवर माइंड दैट वी आर लुकिंग फॉर फूड और व्हाट एल्स सो दैट आवर नीड्स आर इमीडिएट नीड्स आर फुलफिल्ड
रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम को जब ये फरमाते हुए सुना कि اللهم لا عيش الا عيش الاخره واغفر للانصار والمهاجره सहाबा ने कहा نحن الذين بايعوا محمدا على الجهاد ما بقينا امدا ابدا हम वो लोग हैं जिन्होंने मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम के हाथ पर बैत की है जिहाद करने पर जब तक जिंदा रहेंगे
and when they heard this dua of rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that oh allah that the real comfort is the comfort of the akhirah allah forgive the muhajirin and ansar so sahaba the muhajirin and ansar were so happy you know they made that vow and the pledge that we have made this pledge with rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we will be with him till we die right
yeah.
till we die you know, with all that we have we don't want anything else
yes ye cheez batati hai ki hazrat sahaba ka mizaj kya tha unka zehen kaisa tha
so this whole you know this thing tells us like what was the mindset of sahaba you know what was their mizaj how they used to think
jab isi halat mein kaam karte hue hazrat jabir ne dekha to apne ghar chupke se gaye और घर वालों से कहा कि कुछ हो अगर कम से कम हुजूर सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम के पेट में डाला जा सके और उनके साथ एक आदमी उनके पेट में डाला जा सके घर में कुछ है क्या ये उन्होंने अपनी घरवाली से पूछा
in that very condition Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu anhu one of the sahabi he went you know to his home and he said to his wife that is there something in the home like even enough for one or two people so that I can offer it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so that he can you know
उन्होंने कहा कि एक बकरी का बच्चा है उसको हम काट दे सकते हैं और थोड़ा सा आटा है उसको हम उसकी हम रोटियां डाल दे सकते हैं दो चार आदमी इसमें गुजारा कर ले सकते हैं
So Jabir's wife said like you know we have a small you know baby goat and some flour what we can do we can you know slaughter it you know and then we have some flour and we can make some bread and this will be enough for 2-3 people
बस हजरत जाबिर खुश हो गए
So Jabir became very happy
मैं तो इसको काट दो
So Jabir said, "You do it." You know.
और जाके हुजूर सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम से अर्ज़ी किया कि अल्लाह के रसूल इतना था आटा है और इतना सा मैंने बकरे के बच्चे को दुआ करने को कह दिया है आप और जो मुनासिब 10-5 आदमी आप फरमा दें उन्हें थोड़ा थोड़ा काम खाते हुए गुजारा किया जा सकता है आप उनको अपनी तौर पर जिनको आप बुलाना चाहें बुला लीजिए
So Jabir radiyallahu anhu went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was happy. He went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like, so this is what I have. You know, a small baby goat, and this is and the food is getting ready. So if you you know can bring with yourself and few of the sahaba. So you know they can eat a little bit, you know, and you know that will be good enough for some time.
Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne elan aam kar diya pure sahaba se ki chalo Jabir ke paas daawat hai.
So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made an open announcement, you know, for all the sahaba that were engaged in the digging of the khandaq, the trench, that you know all of you are invited at Jabir's home.
Hazrat Jabir kehte hain ki mere pairon ke niche se zameen nikal gayi.
Hazrat Jabir said that I was, you know, shocked, like, you know, what will happen now?
तो मैंने घर जाके अपनी घरवाली से कहा कि तुझे पता है क्या हो गया?
So he went back to his wife and said like, do you know what happened?
क्या हुआ?
So she said like, tell me what happened.
उन्होंने किस्सा पूरा सुना दिया कि मैंने तो हुजूर से कहा था कि आप और आपके साथ 2-4 साथी आ जाएं। उन्होंने तो सबको कहा कि चलो जाबिर के पास।
So he said to his wife that I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, as we decided, and I told him to bring few of the sahaba with you. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made an open announcement. So everyone is invited to our home.
ज़माने की औरतों का भी मिजाज बड़ा अजीब था.
So subhanAllah, even the women of that time, even their mizaj, their mindset was also ajeeb.
हज़रत जाबिर की बीवी ने कहा कि तुमने सबको दावत दी है या हुजूर ने दावत दी?
So she said, have you invited everyone for the दावत for the food or Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has invited
them? यानी कि मैंने नहीं दिया यार दावत सबको दावत तो हुजूर ने दी है.
He said, no, I haven't invited everyone to the for the food. It's Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was invited.
अब तुम बेफिक्र रहो फिर हमारा जो अपना काम है हम करेंगे बाकी देखते रहो खुदा की शान.
Then she said, you know that you know you don't have to worry. You know whatever we can do, we have we already did it and we will do it. Then rest is up to Allah and is the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
आप सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने बता दिया कि जिस खाने के चूल्हे पर हांडी चढ़ी हुई है जिसमें गोश्त चढ़ाया हुआ है तुमने उसको हांडी पे से उतारना मत
सो रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम हज़रत जाबिर दैट यू नो दैट द पॉट ऑन व्हिच द करी इज बीइंग मेड और फूड इज बीइंग मेड डोंट टेक इट ऑफ द स्टोव
और रोटी के ऊपर कपड़ा रोटी के आटे के ऊपर कपड़ा डाल देना जब मैं आऊं तब पूरा पका के देना
एंड द डो दैट यू हैव मेड आउट ऑफ द फ्लोर जस्ट कीप इट कवर्ड यू नो एंड डोंट टेक इट ऑफ द कवर डोंट टेक ऑफ द डोर एंड व्हेन वी कम देन यू मेक you know, make the bread and then keep giving us.
जैसे हुजूर सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने पहुंचना शुरू किया तो रोटियां वहां पकना शुरू हो गई और सालन बराबर हांडी के ऊपर उबल रहा था. हुजूर सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम 10-10 आदमियों को बुलाते थे.
So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, and the Sahaba started coming. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, started taking the curry, and the bread was also was in the process. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used the Sahaba, called the Sahaba in the badges of 10.
हाँ एक चीज बतानी रहेगी. हुजूर पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने अपना लुहाब उस हांडी में डाल दिया.
So Rasulullah said, the one thing that left, the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam put his saliva into that pot.
और आटे में मिलाने को कह दिया.
And same he said that just mix it in the flour also.
10-10 आदमी रोटी खाते थे और हुजूर सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम अपने हाथ से सालन डाल के देते थे.
So back in the batches of 10, you know, Sahaba were coming in and Rasulullah himself was serving them, you know, by putting the curry or whatever and the bread. So Rasulullah himself was serving.
और Sahaba को गोश्त भी देते थे.
And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving Sahaba, you know, the meat.
उसमें से बोटियां निकाल के भी आप लेते जाते
थे.
1000 से ज्यादा सहाबा ने खा लिया उसमें.
मोर देन 1000 सहाबा दे एट फूड, यू नो, इन दिस मैनर.
हजरत जाबिर कहते हैं कि मैं कह नहीं सकता कि हमारे बर्तन के अंदर, हमारी हांडी में गोश्त पहले ज्यादा था या अब ज्यादा है.
So Jabir radiallahu anhu, I cannot say that, you know, if the pot that we had, whether it has more meat when we started or it has more meat when all the 1000 people were done.
और ऐसे ही वो रोटी जिस जगह से बनाई जा रही थी वो जैसे तो वैसे थी.
The same way the bread from where it was being made, you know, the amount of flour and the dough, it was exactly the same.
गैबी शक्ल सामने आ गई अल्लाह पाक की तरफ से.
So Allah's unseen system, you know, was Allah showed the unseen system.
मगर सहाबा ने अपने तौर पर नहीं सोचा कि खुदा करे कोई ऐसी शक्ल हो जाए.
But Sahaba never, you know, thought of this on their own, that Allah might make something like this.
कोई दावत दे दे.
That someone might invite.
हाँ ये जो कहते हैं ना हमारे को ऐसे कोई ना सवाल हो ना इशराफ हो, वो वही वजह है उसकी.
That's why, you know, in our work they said we should not even ask, and same way we should not even have the question of the heart.
अभी कहाँ पकाएंगे यार, पकाने का सिस्टम खत्म हो गया. हमारे पास जमात आती है तो हम भी तो खिला रहे हैं ना. तो यार जब तुम्हारे पास आ रहे थे तो क्यों नहीं खिलाते. अब तो ये सोचने लगे हैं, कभी ये कहने नहीं लगे.
Now the time has come that even when we go in jamaats, you know, we say, okay, we are not taking our pots, pans and all the necessary materials with us. And they say like, oh, when the jamaats come to our masjid, our area, we serve them. So, you know, we are kind of expecting that when we go to different areas, the people will also serve us.
ये सही नहीं.
This is not right.
इसे अल्लाह की मदद हट जाती है.
This takes away the help of Allah.
ये सोची गलत है.
This thinking is, this mindset is wrong.
ये मखलूक से तमा जुड़ गई.
This is, we are kind of expecting from मखलूक.
हाँ, मासूम अल्लाह से आदमी की लालच जुड़ गई.
This is kind of our affiliation with someone other than Allah.
यानी ये ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह से आदमी का ज़हन हटा थोड़ा.
This is kind of little deviation from ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह.
ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह में तो सिर्फ अल्लाह की नजर सीखना
है. Because in ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह we only we look towards Allah subhanahu
wa ta'ala. और मोहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह में सिर्फ नबी के तरीके को सामने रखना है.
And मोहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह we only keep the way of रसूलुल्लाह in front of us.
और हुजूर ने फरमाया कि एक तो हमको दुनिया है, दूसरे कराइए कोई मौत है, मौत को ना पसंद करना.
So रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, one is the love of dunya and the second is the hatred for death.
अंदाजा कीजिए मेरे दोस्तों, कब वो वक्त आएगा मुसलमानों पर कि वो मौत से मोहब्बत करेंगे.
So just think like when the time will come on us and all the Muslims that we love, you know, meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love the death.
मौत का कोई तज़किरा करने को नहीं है.
There is like no environment of even the mentioning of the death.
हुज़ूर ने तो फरमाया कि रोजाना 20 मर्तबा कम से कम मौत का तज़किरा किया करो और उसका ध्यान किया करो.
So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has recommended and said that at least, you know, minimum 20 times, you know, mention and talk about that.
ताकि मौत के बाद के मंजर को आंखों के सामने रख सको और दुनिया की चीजों से मोहब्बत उसकी वजह से खत्म हो जाए.
So that we can perceive and we can think about the life that will come after death and the love of this dunya that it decreases, it goes away from our heart.
अक्सर वो इकरा हादिमुल लज्जात, जो हादिमुल लज्जात है, हादिमुल लज्जात है, जो लज्जत को गिरा देने वाली चीज है, उसका जिक्र कसरत से कर लो.
Something that, you know, that decreases you know, the love of the amenities and love of the comforts, you know, that Rasulullah said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is recommending that mention it more and do the zikr of that more, like be mindful of that more.
जिस आदमी को फांसी का आर्डर बता दिया गया हो कि कल तुम्हारी फांसी है, आज उसके सामने बिरयानी रखोगे तो खाया जाएगा उसको.
You know, if a person is scheduled for death sentence, even if you put, you know, a very tasty biryani in front of him and he's scheduled to be hanged tomorrow, you know, will he be able to eat it? You know,
उससे मजा नहीं खा सकेगा.
He will not be able to
enjoy. उसका जी नहीं चलेगा उसमें.
You know, his heart and his, you know, will not go towards that.
ठंडा हो जाएगा. लज्जत को खत्म कर देता है. मौत का इस्तेहजार लज्जत को खत्म कर देता है.
You know, it will take away the taste for it because just having the istihzar, the mindfulness of death, it will take away from us, from our heart, you know, the comfort and the love of this dunya.
इसका मतलब यह है कि वो फीलिंग हमारे अंदर होना है.
So the meaning of that we need to develop that feeling in us.
इसका मतलब यह है कि जब वो फीलिंग होती है तो फिर दीन के लिए मेहनत करना, कुर्बानी देना, तकलीफ बर्दाश्त करना आसान होता है.
Because once we will have that feeling that the reality of death is in front of us and love dunya is away from us, then it's easier to engage ourselves into the effort, into deen and the effort of deen.
हुजूर ने ये फरमाया है कि मुसलमान दीन की मेहनत जब छोड़ेगा जब ये दो बीमारियां उसमें आएंगी.
So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that these diseases will come to the Muslims when they will leave the effort of deen.
नहीं, जब ये बीमारी आएगी तो छोड़ देगा.
Okay. When these diseases will come, the disease of wahan, you know, the love of dunya and the hatred of death will come, then the Muslims will leave the effort of deen.
तो आज मुसलमान जो दीन की मेहनत को छोड़ा हुआ है इस बीमारी में मुब्तला होने की अलामत है.
So today in this time and age, you know, this is a sign that Muslims are away from the effort of deen is because of this disease.
इसका मतलब है कि हमारे अंदर भी वो बीमारी है क्योंकि हमसे भी दीन की मेहनत नहीं हो रही.
It means that we also have that disease because it's very hard for us to do the effort of deen.
इसका मतलब ये है कि इस बीमारी के इलाज करने के लिए हमको निकलना है.
The meaning of that is to cure this disease, we have to go out in the path for that.
Allah tabarak wa taala ne mere dosto jin ke kaam mein ek aisa circle rakha hua hai ye ek dusre se merge hai.
So the effort of deen is more of like it's a cycle, you know, it's proportional to each other, like, you know,
jab ek kaam karte hain to usse dusre mein jaate hain,
you know. Yeah, when one action is done, you know, that kind of supports that, it's a supplementary thing.
Jab hum daawat ka kaam karenge to is bimari se niklenge.
When we will do the effort of daawat, we will come out of this disease.
Jaise huzur ne farmaya ki jab ye bimari hogi to daawat ka kaam chhut jayega.
The way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when this disease will come, the effort of deen, people will not do the effort of deen.
Jab ye daawat ke kaam karne ke liye himmat karega banda, to bimari hai to himmat nahi ho rahi, himmat karega, qurbani dega, jab ye daawat ka kaam karega to fir ye bimari se niklega.
And this is a cyclic thing. So when a person will do the effort of deen, and he will force himself and push himself to do the effort of deen, he will gradually come out of this disease.
मैंने बुजुर्ग के कलाम में देखा है कि जब आदमी दावत का काम करता है तो उसके वो इस्लाम में दाखिल होता है.
Musa is saying that I have, you know, read in one of the kalam of one of the bazur that when a person does the effort of deen, he enters into
Islam. और जब आदमी इस्लाम में दाखिल होता है तो फिर उसके बाद ईमान में दाखिल होता है.
And when a person enters into Islam, then after that he enters into iman.
फिर जब ईमान में दाखिल होता है तो फिर वो दावत में दाखिल होता है.
And when he enters into iman, then he enters into दावत.
पहले दावत में लगना इस्लाम में दाखिल होने के लिए था.
To begin with, दावत is to enter into Islam.
और इस्लाम ज़ाहिरी फरमाबरदारी को कहते हैं.
And Islam is the apparent obedience to Allah.
जब आदमी पहले ज़ाहिरी फरमाबरदारी में आ जाता है, फिर ईमान अपनी हकीकत के इत्तेबार से अंदर आना शुरू होता है.
A person becomes Muslim outwardly first, you know, and then the reality comes inside at the later stage.
और जो पहले इस्लाम में आया था, उसके साथ ईमान अटैच होता है इब्तदाई लेवल का.
So when a person comes into Islam at the very beginning, to begin with, the iman is there of the initial of the primary level.
हाँ, उसके बाद जब इस्लाम उसके अंदर पूरी तरह आना शुरू हो जाता है, तो फिर ईमान की हकीकत शुरू होती है.
And when Islam starts coming into a person, then the reality of Islam, you know, comes into him.
हाँ, जब इस्लाम की हकीकत दिल में उतरना शुरू होती है, तो दो बातें खास हो जाती हैं. ईमान की हकीकत शुरू होती है.
When the reality of iman starts, then two things come.
Allahumma habbib ilayna al-iman wa zayyinhu fi qulubina.
ईमान महबूब हो जाता है और मुजय्यन कर देता है वो दिल को, यानी दिल में ईमान की बात ही जीनत पकड़ लेती है, हर दूसरी चीज उसको जीनत उसमें दिखती ही नहीं.
So when iman enters into the heart, then it becomes an integral part of the heart, and it becomes adorned, you know, with iman, because then everything other than iman doesn't, you know, gets into the heart. Heart doesn't get it.
Sahaba ke baare mein farmaya ki sahaba ko Allah ne imtihan liya, us imtihan mein pass hone ki wajah se unko Allah tbarak wa taala ne unke nazdik iman ko muzayyan kar diya.
Allah says that Allah subhanahu wa taala tested sahaba, and when the sahaba they passed that exam, Allah adorned them with iman.
इसलिए ईमान इस्लाम में आलम आने के बाद फिर ईमान अपनी हकीकत के एतबार से शुरू होता है. शुरू के एतबार से तो वो इस्लाम के साथ ही आ गया था, लेकिन अब अपने तकमील के मरहले में दाखिल होता है, कमाल के मरहले में और हकीकत के मरहले में आदमी में ईमान आना शुरू होता है.
At the initial level, when a person comes into Islam, he comes with the basic level of iman, but when he gets the Islam into himself, then at a later stage, the iman comes with its reality.
फिर अजीब बात उन्होंने लिखी है कि जब ये इस्लाम आने के बाद में ईमान आता है, ईमान आने के बाद में फिर दावत में आदमी आता है, मगर दावत में वो जब आता है, जब दावत उसमें आ चुकी होती है.
So when this person comes into Islam, then iman comes, and after iman comes, then he person comes into dawat, and he comes into dawat when?
वो दावत हकीकत के एतबार से होती है.
And that dawat is in its reality.
हाँ, ऐसी होती है कि दावत उसमें उतर चुकी होती है.
And it is such a dawat that is kind of, you know, deep into him.
आदमी शुरू में तो दावत में खुद दाखिल हुआ.
A person to begin with, he himself entered into the word.
बाद में दावत उसमें दाखिल हो गई.
And then दावत became an integral part of him.
तब उसका उसकी हर हरकत, हर सुकून, हर अमल, उसका वजूद पूरा लोगों के लिए हिदायत का जरिया हो जाता है.
And he reaches that level that every action of his and every gesture of his becomes दावत.
इसीलिए हजरत के सहाबा जहां जाते थे उनके खाली जाने से भी हिदायत फैल गई.
That's why Hazrat Sahaba radiyallahu anhu, wherever they went, you know, just by them going, you know, that brought hidayat in those areas.
उलमा ने यहां तक लिखा है कि सहाबा की जमात जिन रास्तों से गई है उन सारे रास्तों में हिदायत आई है.
Even to the action, ulama has written that even the paths that sahaba has taken to go to certain areas, even those ways and paths, you know, Allah spread hidayat in those.
Uski atraf ki bastiyon mein sab iman phail gaya.
And iman spread in all the localities that were around those ways.
Unka wujood hi daawat ho gaya tha.
Because their being became daawat.
Unka bolna, unka sunna, unka bartav karna, unke akhlaq, unke maamlaat, unki muashirat, har cheez se logon ko ek rehnumai milti thi, roshni milti thi aur log attract hote the.
The sahaba, they became like a manifestation of that, like every action of their, every gesture of their, every movement of their was daawat, it was noor, and people were getting hidayat from that.
Isliye ye ek pura circle hai.
So this is a whole cycle.
Aur iman wale ko isme lage rehna hai.
And people of iman has to stay engaged in it.
Isliye islam daawat mein rakhkar islam ki ek ek baat ko seekhna hai, huzur ki ek ek sunnat ko seekhna hai.
And this is what our goal is, that being in this effort, we have to learn every sunnah of Rasulullah.
Aur phir Allah tbarak wa taala ki azmat aur badai dil mein bithate hue iman ki haqeeqat lana hai apne andar.
And then we have to bring the greatness of Allah and the oneness of Allah into us and bring the reality of iman.
Allah ki faaliyat, Allah ki razzaqiyat, Allah ki nafiyat, Allah ki zatiyat, unhi se shifa milna, unhi se izzat milna, unhi ke haath mein maut aur hayat hona, aisa dimag mein baithna shuru ho jata hai uske baad mein. Abhi to bolte hain hum utra ka hai, utarne ka to marhala baad ka hota hai.
So we have to make sure that this the tawheed and the oneness of Allah and la ilaha illallah, it sinks into us. It gets deep into our hearts and minds that Allah is the only one who is the doer. Allah is the only one who is Khaliq and Malik, you know, and all attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For right now, we are still talking. This reality hasn't sinked into our hearts and minds yet. All the benefit and harm, a person associates everything to Allah, towards Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala.
A person becomes sincere in every aspect of his life towards Allah subhanahu wa
ta'ala. Allah ke sath mukhlis hone ka hukm hai.
It is a hukm from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be sincere with Allah.
An nasihatu lillah. Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam farmaya ki deen nasiha, deen nasihat ka naam hai.
Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, deen is advice, is nasihat.
Qalu liman ya Rasulullah? Sahaba ne kaha ki kiske sath nasihat karna hai.
So sahaba asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is advice for whom? For whom?
Huzur ne farmaya Allah ke sath.
عجیب
بات ہے کہ اللہ کے ساتھ نصیحت کیسے کی جائے گی.
کیا
مطلب؟ اس کا مطلب یہ ہوتا ہے کہ نصیحت سے یہاں پر مراد ہے خلوص, دل کی گہرائی کے ساتھ میں بغیر کسی غرض سے صرف اللہ کی عظمت کی وجہ سے اللہ سے محبت رکھنا, اللہ سے تعلق رکھنا, اللہ پہ مر مٹنا.
So here the advice towards Allah means that to be sincere with Allah, to only love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do everything only for Allah subhanahu
wa ta'ala. نصيحة قال يا رسول الله لمن قال النصيحة لله ولرسوله ولأئمة المسلمين وعامتهم. Allah کے ساتھ بھی اخلاص ہونا, خلوص ہونا, اللہ کے رسول کے ساتھ میں بھی خلوص ہونا, جو مسلمانوں کے ذمہ دار ہیں ان کے ساتھ میں بھی خلوص ہونا, اور عام مسلمانوں کے ساتھ میں بھی اور عام انسانوں کے ساتھ میں خلوص ہونا, یہ یہ دین کا نام ہے. حضور نے فرمایا
so I explained that the khulus, you know, sincerity, to be sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be sincere with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be sincere with the leaders, you know, of the Muslims, and to be sincere with all the Muslims.
اور ظاہر ہے کہ پوری امت مسلمہ کے ساتھ میں نصیحت اور خیرخواہی اسی وقت پاسبل ہے, ممکن ہے, جب ہم ان تک پہنچ کر ان کے لیے بھلائی کو سوچیں اور ان کو دین کی طرف متوجہ کرنے کی فکر کریں, متوجہ کریں ان کو.
And the avenue to be sincere, you know, with all humanity, you know, is that when we have the well-wishing of every individual, every being that is living on the face of this earth, and we approach them and we go to them and invite them.
اسی لیے یہ حکم دیا گیا امت مسلمہ کو, حضور کی امت کو, کہ تم پوری انسانیت کے لیے بھیجے گئے ہو, نکالے گئے ہو.
That's why this specific command has been given to this to this ummah, that we you have been sent for that very purpose.
تم اخریت للناس ہو, تم لوگوں کے لیے نکالے گئے ہو.
You have been sent towards the whole humanity. Allah has brought you for this specific purpose.
تمہاری باتوں میں سب سے اچھی بات وہی ہوگی جو اللہ کی طرف بلانے کی ہوگی.
And in your all what you're saying or are doing, the best is it will be the talk where you are calling people to Muslims.
تمہارے طریقوں میں سب سے اچھا طریقہ وہ ہوگا جو نبی کے ساتھ ہوگا, انا ممن اتبعنی.
And among your ways, the best way will be the one that will be in alignment with the way of Rasulullah.
من احب سنتي فقد احبني, جو میرے طریقے سے محبت کرے گا وہ مجھ سے محبت کرے گا.
رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said more that whoever will love my way, he is the one who will love me.
ومن احبني كان معي في الجنه, جس نے مجھ سے محبت کی وہ جنت میں میرے ساتھ ہوگا.
And the one who will love me, he will be with me in jannah.
ادعو الى الله على بصيره, علی حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنت ہے.
This is the way of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم calling people towards Allah.
انا ومن اتبعني, انا فرمایا میں یہی کام کرتا ہوں, میرے اتباع کرنے والے یہی کام کرتے ہیں.
So Allah says, this is my job that I call people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is also the job and the way of the people who follow me, obey.
تو اس لیے اللہ تبارک و تعالی نے جو کام ہمیں دیا ہے وہ کام کے پیچھے جو صفات روکنے والی ہیں وہ بھی بتائی, دو صفات کام کرانے والی ہیں وہ بھی بتا دی.
That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told and explained us to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, the diseases and the reasons, you know, that keep us away from the effort of deen.
یہ ذمہ داری کہ کب ادا کر سکو گے تم اور کب تم سے ادا نہیں ہوگی, آپ نے صاف صاف ہمیں سمجھایا ہے.
And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained us clearly that when you will be, what will be the reason that you will not be able to fulfill these responsibilities, and what will be the avenue that if you will adopt those ways, you will be able to do fulfill that responsibility.
اتنی باریکی سے سمجھانے کا مطلب میرے دوستو یہ ہے کہ یہ امت حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی دی ہوئی ذمہ داری کو پورا کرنے میں کسی بھی زمانے میں غفلت نہ کرے.
And the reason Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has explained it to us in detail so that we don't shy away from fulfilling this responsibility in any time, any age, or any kind of circumstances. You know, we don't have any excuse, or we don't, you know, say that we cannot do it.
Muslimanon mein, aam Muslimanon mein, sabse zyada zarurat is waqt ki ye hai ki hum Muslimanon tak jaye aur unke samne kalma la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah ki haqeeqat sunaye.
So the need of the time is for common Muslim is that we approach and go to each and every individual, every Muslim, and explain and talk to them about the reality of la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah.
اس لیے کہ حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے امت کے پہلے طبقے کو جس چیز سے کامیاب کیا, جس راستے سے, اس امت کا آخری طبقہ اسی چیز سے کامیابی کے راستے پہ پڑے گا.
Because the way the first part of this ummah, you know, was like the was reformed, you know, and they got to the highest level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highest level of deen, the way it was done by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the first era, the same way it will be done in this era.
Aur wo kalme ka yaqeen hai.
And that is the yaqeen of kalima da.
Jisne dilon ko badla.
That transformed the hearts.
Jisne zehen badle.
That transformed the mindset.
Jisne duniya ki mohabbat nikali dilon se.
That took out the love of dunya from the hearts.
Jisne maut ka shauk paida kar diya.
That developed the desire of death in the hearts.
Jisne biwi bachchon mein jeena aur biwi bachchon se marna dono barabar kar diya.
You know, which made it. Made it equal, the person is either living with the family or not, or being in the
material or not.
And it was even for Sahaba, and it was made even if they're living in their own country, in their own, you know, town or country or not. It doesn't matter.
Maal wala hona, maal apne paas hona ya maal na hona, dono barabar kar diye.
And it made Sahaba like, you know, totally, you know, it was not important for them if they have money or not.
Jisme se karahiyat-ul-maut nikal gayi, usme ye duniya ki cheezon ka kya ragbat baaki rehti hai.
If a person he develops this, you know, like his the hatred of death is gone from his heart, then the material and all the things, they don't matter for him.
Aur jiska seena is zindagi se paak ho jaye, batao usko puri duniya ke kone kone tak jaane se kaun si cheez rokegi.
If a person's heart and his chest is devoid of all these diseases, that who can stop that person from reaching to the every corner of the world?
Usko apne paas jo maujood maal hai usko pure Allah ke raaste mein kharch karne se kaun si cheez rokegi?
Who can stop that individual from spending whatever he has, you know, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Allah ke kalme ko bayan karne ke liye takleef bardasht karne se kaun si cheez rokegi?
You know, what can stop him from bearing any kind of hardships, you know, for the effort of deen?
Isliye is waqt taqaza hai ki hum sari duniya ke andar Allah ki nisbat par ilahi kalimatullah ke liye safar karne ka irada kare.
So this is the demand of the time, that we make this intention and this firm resolution that we will go out and make the effort of deen in the whole world.
Fitne ke in fitron ke zamane mein apne aap ko fitne se, apni aane wali nasalon ko fitnon se aur puri insaniyat ko fitnon se bachane ka yahi rasta hai ki unko yaqeen ki buniyad par, kalme ki buniyad par uthaya jaye.
And in this very time of trial and confusion, the only way out is that we make this effort and we ourselves come on this yaqeen of kalima la ilaha illallah and make an effort so that the entire, you know, all the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam come onto this yaqeen of
kalima. Isliye mere dosto irada karne mein bukhul na karein.
So my dear brothers, don't be stingy in making
niyat karne mein bukhul na karein.
Don't make, you know, any kind of reservation.
Allah ke saath mukhlis hone mein bukhul na kare. Ek martaba to Allah ke saath mukhlis ho jaye banda mere.
And don't shy in being sincere to Allah subhanahu. At least once we show our sincerity.
Ye sab irada kare ki hum door aur der ke liye Allah ke raaste mein jaane ko taiyar hain.
Every brother and every respected brother is requested to make intention that we are ready to go out in the path of Allah.
Sab taiyar hain inshaAllah.
Everyone is ready.
Allah taala hum sabko qubool farmaye.
May Allah accept all of us.